I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto. This is Cinema Class.
It is. This is free speech.
That's right.
10 years of it.
We operate within some very tasteful parameters.
Right, right.
A little documentary. It's called No Safe Spaces, directed by a guy named Justin Folk.
Yep.
Focused on a touring conversation between comedian Adam Carolla.
Right.
And Jewish conservative writer, talk show
commentator,
host,
right.
Commentator Dennis Prager.
And Carolla was, in fact, a conservative, is now a libertarian. He's gone far left.
Okay. So the movie really follows these guys around this national tour of college campuses where they strike up this conversation about this attack on free speech. Anytime a speaker proposes or poses an ideological counterpoint to the liberal, these kids go nuts.
Yeah.
They ban them. Yeah. They cancel speaking
engagements. I think
it's
called the cancel culture.
The cancel culture.
I know.
It is the, well, that's a little different. That's when somebody does something wrong in the past and then, or in the present, and then they're
okay.
So-called canceled. You just, you know, you
okay.
get rid of
yeah.
them. You fire them from their cultural perch.
Well, one of these flaming guys is Milo Yiannopoulos, the best example of what they want to ban on colleges.
Right.
And
yeah, I kind of understand the aversion to having borderline white supremacist, white nationalist guy coming on campus and spouting his crap. Students wanted to formalize rules about dressing up for Halloween on campus. And this professor basically said, no, I think you're all old enough to know how to dress for Halloween. But a constituent, large group
yep.
of these students were so on fire about this. They were calling for the guy's job, almost came to blows because they wanted to be protected from Halloween costume.
Right? What about the professors, husband and wife at Evergreen, where there's a day in which a minority doesn't show up at campus? It's been a tradition.
Yeah.
This time they said, any white members of the campus don't show up, and he objected to being told that he can't show up. Eventually lost his job. So this business has taken such a bizarre turn that in a place, ironically, where you're supposed to learn
yeah.
other points of view, debate, and so on, it's completely the opposite. My feeling about it all
yeah.
is I'm for free speech, plain and simple,
right.
in the proper context.
Okay.
If you invite a group to campus
mm-hmm.
and they have a long history of violent objection,
yeah.
you need to consider whether you will invite them. But that's about the only way I can feel that if you have a group here and a group there and they want to have a representative come and speak,
right.
why we shouldn't ban it unless there is a serious chance.
Okay. Well, let me, I got two things for you.
You're waiting for me to shut up so you could.
No.
This is
interesting.
My free speech.
Because, right. It's your free speech. I don't want to right. encroach upon it. You've been around on the college campus
yes,
scene for
I have.
Quite a while.
Yes.
So this must look totally bizarre to you.
Yes.
This development.
Yes.
And we have this privileged space to talk about what we want to talk about right here.
Yes.
You know what the current culture would say to us, that we don't understand this from our place
yes,
of privilege.
Yeah, a couple of white guys. A
couple of older white guys
yeah.
who have never experienced oppression. We're speaking into the ether
yes.
at this point because it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. We listen to dialogue perhaps more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
We gain insight into life through that, and we hear points of view that are completely different from us. That's the beauty of films. I'm living other lives. I'm listening to what people who don't always believe what I believe, I'm listening to artistically what they say.
Yeah.
If a filmmaker is not allowed to come on campus because his films are incendiary, I have to consider what the ramifications are, but not he or she shouldn't be allowed.
Okay, so as a lifelong academic,
yeah.
what do you tell one of these kids, one of the students that was so horrified at the fact that somebody might dress up in a Halloween costume that was going to offend them? How do you put that in its perspective? Like, this actually is not pain as we know it. This is a chance for you to cement your ideas, cement your moral stance, your ethical stance, but does that actually cause you pain?
When you consider that even our president has a habit of squashing opposing opinions,
right.
all right, we have a serious problem. And the film that supposedly we had today
yeah.
was
No Safe Spaces.
No Safe Spaces. I don't even know if our little space is safe.
No, not with you in it.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcve.org.